Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. I'm glad you're here with me today. It's really wonderful that people are not only listening to the show, but they're sharing it with their friends and family. We're starting to really build a lot of audience. And after years of doing radio and now doing podcasts, I love that the fan base is building and building, and we're going to be doing more things like that. In fact, I just finished a book. It's a short book. It's just on the keys of longevity, and it's going to be the beginning book for quite a few others, but I'm going to give it away, and we haven't got it worked out quite yet, but within a couple weeks, we're going to have it up on the website, and you can download it and read it, and it won't take you long to read it. It's under 20 pages, but it will give you some good insight, and I really like the way the book has come together. So I appreciate that. And don't forget what the website is, danshealthtalks.com. danshealthtalks.com, D-A-N-S, healthtalks.com. And when you go there, it clicks up, and right there you can hit Podbean, and it'll take you, God, I don't know how many shows there are now, 120-some shows, maybe more than that. And so there's a lot of shows there, and they'll have the main topics of what it is. And today I'm going to do something very different than I've done before. My friend Roger Hill, that we've been talking about the phenomenal product, this XDS technology that has made this Ultramita Restore and Ultramita Rejuvenate so phenomenal. Well, he wanted to interview me for their own website and for what they got going. And I thought, well, this is a good way for maybe you guys to know a little bit more about my background before I started doing radio. You know, I traveled around the world educating personal trainers, and from Australia, Japan, went to Hawaii a few times, Caribbean, all around, and sent my cousin over to London to educate him there. And we had people coming up from Brazil, did all kinds of things, and worked with all these pro teams and everything. So Roger wanted to talk to me about that, wanted me to lay that out for his listeners. And so I'm going to share that with you when he's going to be on in just a few minutes. And then he wanted me to also tell about what I've experienced using the Restore product and what I think it'll do for athletes. So that's coming up in just a moment. But one of the things that is so important for many of you, and for all of us actually, when you're a kid, you don't have to worry about it, and that's sleep. But as you get older, and I never imagined it would be an issue, but somewhere between 50 and 60, it started becoming a little bit of an issue. Between 60 and 70, becoming a real issue that I had to get really smart about it. And thankfully, Invigorest product is such a phenomenal product to help me with sleep. I've been recommending it. Now, when I know what it does for me, because when I run out of it, and it's happened a couple times, they, like most companies, there will be an occasional supply chain product. Problem. They may not be getting one of the most important ingredients, which is this Russian-developed version of GABA that really, really relaxes the mind and helps the body deal with stress and put the brakes on when you need to. And so that is one of the things in there. Well, they had trouble getting it for a little while, and my sleep quality went way down. So I really knew that Invigorest made a world of difference for me. I knew it when I first took it, and then after you take something for a while, you forget what it is that something's doing. You start taking it for granted. Well, I don't take it for granted. It means a lot to me. And when I don't sleep, can't put two thoughts together. But when I sleep well, everything's better. I'm happier. Reflexes are good, you know, like when you're driving and you have to react quick. If you're a little sleepy, you can be in a bad wreck. They say that missing 1 hour of sleep is like taking two drinks of alcohol as far as your reflexes. Very, very important. You also, it's extremely stressful. People that don't sleep well are far more likely to have obesity problems, diabetes, heart disease, stroke, even cancer, as well as all these autoimmune diseases, because it's very inflammatory. When you don't sleep, the body compensates and starts releasing cortisol and it starts suppressing the immune system. And it also causes you to retain water and to not burn your body fat. The body is under a stress situation, and it hangs on to it. When you start sleeping well, it's an important element to help you lose that fat. So it has another benefit that a lot of people never think about. But when you lower that stress because you got a good night's sleep, your blood pressure much easier to come under control, all these different things. So I think sleep is so very important. So if you go to Invigorest, well, actually go to restandrepair.com, restandrepair.com, and you can order it right there. Or you can listen to the commercial we'll run here, and you can find out how to order it. Tell them you heard it from Dan, or Dr. Dan. We'll be right back, folks. If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about this More Mito Restore product and More Mito Rejuvenate. You know they're miraculous products. They really are phenomenal. And we've been running interviews with people. I want everyone to take advantage of it. And you can find out more about it. You can read what products or what nutrients are in it. And you can read about Dr. Elliott that developed this. Go to moremito.com/RadioDan. moremito.com/RadioDan, and then call this number, 509-593-3300. You'll get Dale, or ask for Dale, and tell him you're a friend of Dan Soloway's. And boy, folks, use this product, introduce it to your family and friends, and it'll make a world of difference in their life.
Hi, this is Robert Gene. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out. SkillsToChange.com.
Remember, folks, for your brain to work well, for you to be happy, for the inflammation to go down in your body, to help avoid stroke and heart attack and Alzheimer's, and the list goes on and on, you have to sleep well. Your gut will not feel well if you don't sleep well. We really need 7.5 to 8 hours of good, healthy sleep. But as you get older, it's harder and harder to get. For me, the best solution out there has always been Invigorest. I've used it now 6 or 7 years or longer. I think somewhere around that. And when I don't have it, I just don't sleep as well, even if I take melatonin, chamomile tea, and all that. But when I do have it, boy, it makes a world of difference. Now, if you go online to restandrepair.com and it'll ask you where you heard it, tell them you heard it from Dr. Dan or Dan. And please order that product. That'll make a world of difference in your life. In 3 or 4 days, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll love it. Order Invigorest today. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that, and you'll get 121 shows or more, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. Fox Restore will take you to their site. But the stories that Fox has are just things that, as a doctor in nutrition, I would not think was possible. I mean, Fox has two people with cerebral palsy that have had it, of course, since childhood. That's what happens with cerebral palsy. And now in both cases, one had walked with crutches all his life, Noel, and now he's walking without the crutches and is able to run a little bit. He demonstrated for his church. I was going, really? And then this young girl come along, and 17-year-old girl, in 4 months has gone from a young girl that had to be carried to the bathroom by her mom and dressed like she was an infant, is now able to take care of herself and is talking about wanting to learn to drive. And I'm going, okay, when you're young, you have abundance of stem cells. Why wouldn't the body have taken care of it then? So there's some things Dr. Elliott has done here that are just outside of what my educational background going. Okay, there's cellular communication, there's mitochondria, there's taking down inflammation, and all these different things. You're going, what is the body doing that it's able to regenerate now, but it couldn't regenerate as a child? Normally, as a child, you injure yourself. You could be a serious injury that would kill you when you're up in your 50s, 60s, or 70s. And in a few weeks, you're back running around playing and back to normal because you have all these growth hormones working overtime, as well as having stem cells and cellular communication working, all this. But we're seeing these kind of things. We're seeing one man that hadn't been able to use his arm, I think, for it was either 10 or 15 years. And he reached over his right hand and picked up something on the stove, and he went, whoa, what did I just do? I haven't been able to use that hand in all those years. People's eyesight improving, blood sugar normalizing. Some things that's just been there for years and years going away. The combination of their Rejuvenate and their Restore product. One lady that had burned her face 28 years ago where it looked like she had a beard. And after 10 days of using the Rejuvenate gel, she's washing her face, and all this black stuff comes off her face. She was a black lady, but it was a darker area where she had fallen asleep in the sun with those big sunglasses on when she was pregnant. And it was a permanent type of sort of a superficial scarring that just all fell off. And I just amazed by these regenerative qualities when you're able to get things into a cellular level and into the mitochondria. Or in the case of the LifeWave, they're using ability to stimulate certain peptides in the body to stimulate other effects. They, in the case of stem cells, they stimulate the copper peptide, which is copper with bound to histine, lysine, and glycine amino acids, and that stimulates collagen and stem cells. And I hope it has the same effect on me as had on this lady from New Zealand. She looked 25 years younger after about a year and a half of taking the product. And I hope that I see that same effect. But it is amazing that the things that we're starting to see. Now, Restore, I've been working with them for about 2 years. And I've been working with them because of the kind of stories that we've been getting. So on a Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, I help them with their talk. And so I give some of my scientific background of what I think might be going on here, why we're seeing some of these extrapolating out. It's not to say that I have a deep research study done on such and such, and this is why it happened. I'm just giving them some of the scientific background of why this might be working. And then I help them on Monday night as well. But I never get enough time to really teach people to the depth that I'd like to. So what they have asked me to do is to do Skype seminars on heart health, and I've been doing lectures for many, many years. Remember, I started radio in March of 97, and then I started doing podcasts about two years ago. And but before that, I was educational director for some nutritional companies. And so as I started doing that, after a few years of doing radio, people started coming to me and wanting me to help them work out their nutritional programs. A lot of times they were medical doctors, because a few doctors now, because of the functional medicine side of medicine, are learning in-depth knowledge of how supplements and nutrition can have a dramatic effect to turn around things. But generally speaking, the average medical doctor knows a lot about pharmaceuticals and knows a lot about, you know, maybe surgery if they're a surgeon. But they don't know a lot about what I'm involved in, but they want to. And so they'll come to me for counseling, and we'll sit down and we'll go over what supplements would help them with such and such problem. I had one surgeon come to me because he was dealing with, I believe it might have been prostate cancer, but I was thinking it was, I think it might have been prostate cancer. He wanted to know what supplements and how to do a diet that's anti-cancer. So what I'm going to start doing is nutritional counseling through Skype. And I'll do seminars on different subjects, heart health, obesity, diabetes, cancer, dementia, Alzheimer's, stress, all these different kinds of things. And they'll be short seminars, 30 minutes is what they asked me to keep them to. I normally, when I do a lecture, it lasts at least an hour. And then people ask me questions, and some people stay for an hour and a half. I mean, another hour asking me questions on things. But I'm going to take the people that are interested, that want me to work with them individually to help them develop a program, to do consulting with them. I'm also right now negotiating with some companies that are designed for people like me that are doctors or in nutrition, you know, have a PhD or a naturopath degree or medical doctors. They have nutritional lines that are made for professionals that are a little stronger and more specific. And I'm going to be able to help you have access to those. They're not what you find in the average health food store. They're unique in that way, though there's some wonderful things in the health food stores. But they're really a professional line. And so my email address, you can find it on the website if you go to danshealthtalks.com. You can also find my phone number there. I shouldn't have it out there, but I do. But I'm thinking about opening this up more for the general public as well, though I'll have limited amount of people in seminars so people can ask me questions. But I'll figure out a way that I can help more and more people. And that's what I really enjoy doing. I enjoy doing these seminars, and I enjoy educating people and help turn their life around. Folks, we'll be right back and have a lot more to talk about today. If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about the Alter Mito Restore product, just a phenomenal product because of this XDS technology. And you've heard the interviews and the way it's changing people's lives. Same thing with the Rejuvenate Gel. We're having miraculous effects with that. So if you want to get a hold of this product, and I recommend everybody do it, and get it for your friends and family, go to moremito.com/RadioDan. Read about it, study it, listen to the testimonials, and take advantage of it. And call this phone number, 509-593-3300.
This Robert Gene, I'm a fear expert. Fear is feelings emerging affecting reality, which really means memories create your fears. If you know how to change the bad memories and the reasons why you're fearful, you'll have peaceful mind. Learn how to drive your own mind from inside yourself. Adjust those memories, and you'll be free from the fears that's always controlled you. I guarantee it. Check me out, skillstochange.com.
Remember, folks, for your brain to work well, for you to be happy, for the inflammation to go down in your body, to help avoid stroke and heart attack and Alzheimer's, and the list goes on and on, you have to sleep well. Your gut will not feel well if you don't sleep well. We really need 7.5 to 8 hours of good, healthy sleep. But as you get older, it's harder and harder to get. For me, the best solution out there has always been Invigorest. I've used it now 6 or 7 years or longer. I think somewhere around that. And when I don't have it, I just don't sleep as well, even if I take melatonin, chamomile tea, and all that. But when I do have it, boy, it makes a world of difference. Now, if you go online to restandrepair.com, and it'll ask you where you heard it, tell them you heard it from Dan, and please order that product. That'll make a world of difference in your life. In 3 or 4 days, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll love it. Order Invigorest today. Folks, every Saturday at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, I help with the call on More Mito, where you hear these people call in and talk about the testimonials, and I give some of the educational programs. But what I'm also doing for the company, 30 minutes after that last 1 hour, at 12:30 Central Standard Time, I do another 30, 35 minutes educating people and taking their questions and answers. So if you want to be part of that, you can call Dale at the phone number I give on the More Mito commercial, and you can also call in and listen to this call. So call 608-906-0003, 608-906-0003, and call in as my guest. I want you to hear what people have to say. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more. And there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soldaway if you're just tuning in. And if you heard something earlier and you want to hear it again, like something Jackie said or something I said in the beginning, or a commercial that you wanted to get a phone number or something, you can go to danshealthtalks.com. And from there, you can come down, you can go over to events. And when you come down on events, after you click on that, you'll find a link to iHeartRadio.com or Pandora. iHeart seems to be the easiest for me. You click on the iHeart, it takes you straight to my shows. If you go to iHeartRadio and put in Dan's Health Talks, you can find it that way as well. But you sometimes have to hunt through a bunch of them before you find it. I'm not number one on their site, at least not yet. But this way, it'll take you directly to it. Now, they'll put about four shows up there, four or five shows. You click on the bottom, and there's another four or five shows. Click on again, and it just keeps going like that. And there is, I guess, getting close to 100 shows there right now. So there's a lot of information. There's interviews I've done with Kaz Ingram, with Robert Smith. Robert Jean is how he prefers, since there's so many Robert Smiths, on stress release. Done a number of different, Dr. McDay, Stu Tomp. You can go back and find things I've done with Stu Tomp on CBD oil, some real deep education on CBD oil. There's so many different things. And then there's things that I like to talk about. I usually always try to support whoever I'm having that I'm interviewing. But there's things I personally like to talk about. And what I want to talk to you about right now is inflammation. You'll hear everybody say inflammation is the underlying cause of every major disease out there. And it is, but inflammation to me is a secondary cause. What is causing the inflammation? And there's a number of things that cause the inflammation. That's why they like to just talk about inflammation. Sometimes, just by repressing the inflammation, then the body can heal itself and take care of the problem, and that you don't have to worry about what the second cause is. But I still think it's important to know the first cause. The first cause is really, more than anything, our standard American diet. When you eat too much sugar, too much starch, or you eat things that you're allergic to, or if you're a follower of Dr. Gundry, if you eat lectins that are inflammatory, that are in certain vegetables, like in tomatoes and different things like this, that punch holes in your intestine and allow inflammation to take place. All these things are inflammatory. When you eat too much sugar, more than your body can handle, it spikes your blood sugar. As the blood sugar goes up, the body puts out excessive insulin until it finally gets exhausted and can't. That's when you're really into diabetes 1. But initially, it responds and pours out the insulin. It drives the blood sugar down below what would be considered baseline. As it does that, it causes the brain to panic. The brain tells the adrenal gland that it needs more sugar, and there's sugar stored in the liver and in the muscles. When it does that, it also creates a fight-and-flight syndrome. So your blood vessels tighten up, causing high blood pressure and retaining of salt. Your nervous system tightens up, and eventually you end up with adrenal fatigue if you're doing this too often. And a lot of us that live on caffeine or have lived on sugar and put sugar in their coffee, they get away with that. And then when they hit about 40 or so, 35, 40, they just feel exhausted and they just can't recover. And sleep doesn't do them any good. They have adrenal exhaustion from going up and down, up and down. When people go on a low-carb diet, first they feel they don't have enough energy because their body is used to living on sugar. And when you live on sugar, it creates an aerobic state within the, an anaerobic state within the cells. And that anaerobic state can bring on cancer. It also causes inflammation within the cells, and if the body can't detoxify it, it triggers a pathway called mTOR pathway, and that is directly related to cancer. That mTOR pathway has to do with the detoxification of mitochondria. The body has to get rid of the dying mitochondria cells and also the trash the mitochondria creates in the production of energy, sort of like the fumes coming out of your car when your body is burning, when your car is burning gas. Well, there's also autophagy, which is the detoxification of the whole cell. And so when there's too much toxin in there, it's like trash building up in your house, and it gets where it's unlivable, and that cell dies or mutates into a cancer cell. Well, they didn't used to understand that until, I don't know, the last 10, 20 years very well. But it's common knowledge now in the alternative health field and how important it is to be able to detoxify the cells. So that's a big factor in inflammation. If you eat too many omega-6 oils, which would be corn, safflower, sunflower, soy, peanut oil, and canola oil to a degree. When you eat too many of these, and cottonseed oil, that's used a lot of times to soak nuts in, all these are highly inflammatory. But when you use more, and flaxseed, if you don't have the delta-6 enzyme, can be inflammatory. But if you use things like chia, I think chia is a great seed. I like to mix that with chocolate powder and stevia as a dessert. You first mix it in, pour hot water on it, and it's great. But omega-3 oil is number one in bringing down the inflammation in the ways of oil. So you need more DHA and EPA oil. I think Noric Naturals is a great brand, but there's a lot of good ones now. But they used to not be all processed well, but there's a lot of good ones now. Now, there's also, I think, black seed oil is fantastic. Olive oil. In fact, Dr. Becker says that 3 tablespoons of olive oil a day will put the brakes on heart disease, and 5 will reverse it. But there's so many different forms of olive oil. The one that the old company Fox Restore, that's in the Restore product, that is an olive oil you can't find easily. And they had to go through hundreds of different olive oil to find the quality they were looking for. That's going to have a dramatic effect on the lining of the blood vessels and the inflammation through the body. Olive leaf kills off fungus and bacteria and other things. So viruses as well. When it kills these pathogens are highly inflammatory. You can be the healthiest guy in the world, just got through running a marathon, and you have a tooth that goes bad, and bacteria and fungus and viruses or something gets through that blood, through that gum, which is an open door to it, a weak gum, and goes right into your blood vessel. And after a week or two, you got inflamed blood vessels, plaque starts building up, and you have a stroke or heart attack. And you go, wow, that person was so healthy. He just got through running a marathon last month, and he's dead. Infections can bring those on quickly. Now, the lack of good quality sleep is going to stress you and going to cause inflammation. That's why you hear me talk about Invigorest. But as I've gotten older, it has a little bit of melatonin in it now. I like to add a little melatonin to give me a quality sleep. But when I was in 50s and early 60s, melatonin made me groggy. Now it just helps me sleep well. So you got to find out what's right for you. There's so much to this. The lack of exercise, sitting too much, is inflammatory. So too much sugar and starches, sitting too much, not getting the exercise you need, not getting sunlight, not having enough vitamin D in your diet, there are actually are many wonderful herbs that are called adaptogens, herbs that help the body deal with stress. Because stress, they used to say, is the number one killer. And stress creates inflammation. And then using the technology that Robert Jean teaches, if you go to skillstochange.com and watch those programs, when you get rid of those traumas that are hidden in your unconscious mind, those programs are playing, causing all kinds of stress that you don't even aware of, but it's affecting your health. When you get rid of that and now all that calms down, things start changing, and they start changing dramatically. So it's very important to know all the different sides And that's why I'm going to start doing seminars and teaching in more depth how this works and how to apply it to your life. And you can take this one subject like heart disease. Well, we got heart disease, we got congestive heart failure, we got heart attacks, we got strokes. And so most people, I would think, that die of old age die of congestive heart failure. The heart just gets weak and fails. But heart attacks is a fairly new, believe it or not, a new technique, a new experience. I'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. We're going to be back in just a few moments. If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about this More Mito Restore product and More Mito Rejuvenate. You know they're miraculous products. They really are phenomenal. And we've been running interviews with people. I want everyone to take advantage of it. And you can find out more about it. You can read what products or what nutrients are in it. And you can read about Dr. Elliott that developed this. Go to moremito.com/RadioDan. moremito.com/RadioDan, and then call this number, 509-593-3300. You'll get Dale, or ask for Dale, and tell him you're a friend of Dan Soloway's. And boy, folks, use this product, introduce it to your family and friends, and it'll make a world of difference in their life.
Hi, that's Robert Jean. I bet you're ready. You tried everything, you tried the drugs, you tried the treatments, you tried the therapies, and you still got the problem? Check me out. I will change your life. I know how the brain works, I know how to shift memories, and I know how to get you on a new start. SkillsToChange.com is the beginning place where your life will start to shift and change. It's about time. Come join me. Learn about how to be in control of your life. SkillsToChange.com.
Remember, folks, for your brain to work well, for you to be happy, for the inflammation to go down in your body, to help avoid stroke and heart attack and Alzheimer's, and the list goes on and on, you have to sleep well. Your gut will not feel well if you don't sleep well. We really need 7.5 to 8 hours of good, healthy sleep. But as you get older, it's harder and harder to get. For me, the best solution out there has always been Invigorest. I've used it now 6 or 7 years or longer. I think somewhere around that. And when I don't have it, I just don't sleep as well, even if I take melatonin, chamomile tea, and all that. But when I do have it, boy, it makes a world of difference. Now, if you go online to restandrepair.com and it'll ask you where you heard it, tell them you heard it from Dr. Dan, and please order that product. That'll make a world of difference in your life. In 3 or 4 days, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll love it. Order Invigorest today. Folks, every Saturday at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, I help with the call on More Mito, where you hear these people call in and talk about the testimonials, and I give some of the educational programs. But what I'm also doing for the company, 30 minutes after that last 1 hour, at 12:30 Central Standard Time, I do another 30, 35 minutes educating people and taking their questions and answers. So if you want to be part of that, you can call Dale at the phone number I give on the More Mito commercial, and you can also call in and listen to this call. So call 608-906-0003, 608-906-0003, and call in as my guest. I want you to hear what people have to say. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more. And there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. Dr. Dan Soloway. And we've been talking about inflammation. Now, I give you sort of a broad concept of inflammation because it can come at you from different angles. You can be attacked from a lot of different things. Or it can actually be something that dates back to childbirth. But there's so much you can do about it. And that's what excites me, and that's why I do a show like this, and that's why I like teaching. Because when you take care of the body on a cellular level and on an organ level, like sometimes you have to be detox. There was a lady I used to interview a lot that had a great detox system. And she had people that were in Vietnam that got ancient orange. And that ancient orange built up in their fat cells and in their liver. And, you know, it was creating hell in their body. And by doing liver detox, kidney detoxes, and which also helped detox the cells, because it's sort of like you plug up a toilet on one end. When you get that clean, then the rest of the everything starts cleaning out. Well, when the liver is able to detox, the kidneys are able to detox, then the cells where the something like ancient orange or Roundup, which is about the same thing, has gotten into your system, then it starts moving out and through the system. Now, you may feel worse before you feel better on detox, and that's not uncommon, but it's not something to worry about. It's just a natural process that the body has to clean it out, and when it's going through the blood, your brain feels it, and, you know, it hid it away, but there's so much stored away, it has to move out. So that's a big problem that needs to be taken. So detoxing to get healthier is also something that you have to learn how to do, and I do it on a regular basis. I take products that detox my liver and detox my kidneys, detox my cells, and then there's things that you can pick up off the shelf that help do this. N-L-cysteine, NAC, N-A-C is how you usually see it in the health food stores. That creates glutathione that helps the liver detox and helps the cells detox. In fact, the ratio of glutathione is one of the things that determines how long you live. People that have plenty of glutathione live very, very long compared to those that don't. But there is SOD is directly proportioned. SOD is one of the enzymes. Catalysts, glutathione, which is it's very hard to... Well, they're starting to make it where you can take glutathione wrapped in fat and liposome and get it through the stomach acid and get benefit from it. But usually just taking N-L-cysteine is an easy way to do it. And then SOD, and there's ways you can build SOD up in the system as well. But one thing I do want to mention is that you have to have those natural antioxidants. Taking antioxidants actually... Taking too much antioxidants can actually repress the oxidants that work on a cellular level. And so when I exercise, I try to wait to later on before I take my vitamins, my antioxidants. So I want to stress my DNA when I exercise so glutathione is stimulated to come in there and do its job, and some of the other ones are come in there. But if I'm taking heavy levels of vitamin C and vitamin E and everything, when I exercise, they find it makes the exercise not as effective. Though you want to take antioxidants, you just don't want to take them right at the same time. So I may exercise in the morning, and 6 hours later, maybe 8 hours later at lunch, I may be taking my antioxidants. And that's what I've worked out for myself. And these are the kind of things I would help you with, little tips that have come along that I didn't know about before until a few years ago. So sometimes when we think something is a really good idea, and then we find out maybe this needs to be adjusted, or maybe it's not a good idea, depending on the individual. And you have to find out. There are people that will benefit tremendously from probiotics, especially the right form of probiotics. But for some people, if they have SIBO, SIBO, they have to stop the probiotics and take an antibiotic that kills the excess bacteria, even the good bacteria, in their gut, because it's backing up from the large intestines into the small intestine and up into the stomach and bloating them. And then once they get that under control, they can go back to a good, healthy probiotic. And this can be a problem. And then, of course, there's FIBO, F-I-B-O. It stands for fungus infectious overgrowth. And so FIBO and SIBO. And so that you benefit from things like nystatin and maybe Diflucan. to come, and then the herbs and the different natural nutrients that kill fungus. And there's a lot of them, like the oregano. The regoress is fantastic that way. The regobotics working in the gut. All are very, very effective against the fungus overgrowth, which is very common in our society. If you have toenail fungus, you probably also have fungus overgrowth in your gut and throughout your body that needs to be addressed. That can be inflammatory. So inflammation comes from a lot of different angles in our body. And so you look at the symptoms. If you're a counselor like I am, you look at the symptoms. What is the person dealing with? What have they tried? How does that work for them? Now, what are they not tried? And when they try that, how is that adjusting to it? Because sometimes I might say, I want you to take this brand of probiotics. Well, then you'd say, actually, I feel more bloated. Okay, then you probably have SIBO. I'm looking at the symptoms. Then you may need to work with a functional doctor and get a prescription and take the test to see if you have SIBO. When you have SIBO, then there's some gases that come up, and they can measure those. Methane is one. You have an excess methane coming up through your breath, and they can measure that and get rid of it. So infections that are systemic within the body are a primary source of causing inflammation. Now, you hear people talk about cholesterol, good and bad cholesterol. In a sense, there's no such thing. LDL, which they refer to as, if they don't really know what they're talking about, as a bad cholesterol, is phenomenal for the body. In fact, certain forms of LDL can contribute to how long you live. But that same LDL, if the immune system is overreacting, there's inflammation in the blood vessels or other things are going on, either pH is off or whatever, not usually in the blood, though. But it can take that cholesterol and turn into a tiny BB, and that BB has a sticky like cotton candy and sticks to the side of the artery and creates a clot. And when that, especially when it builds up with calcium in there, and that when it clogs up the artery, then you got a heart attack if it gets clogged up enough. Folks, we're going to be back next week, but I want to make you aware of this. Go to danshealthtalks.com and look for my email address and my phone number, and I want to invite you to be one of my clients here. In a sense, I want to educate you, and I'll tell you how we're going to do the seminars as I gain more information here. So danshealthtalks.com, and you can find my phone number and email address there. Thank you for being with us, and we'll be back next week.